This is Arts and More on WMUK. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Today on the show, we're going to do something a little different. This week, we're going to focus on just one story about the surprisingly controversial Lantern Fest. It's taking place tonight at the Kalamazoo Speedway in Alamo Township. The highlight of the event will be the moment when everyone there releases more than 2,000 sky lanterns into the air all at once, illuminating the night sky. Sounds fun, right? Well, the Lantern Fest has become the latest battleground in a state and nationwide fight to ban these lanterns. And it's pitted officials, residents, protesters, and organizers against each other. But before going to Alamo, let's head a little north to Otsego. That's where we meet Andy Webb.
My name is Andy Webb, and I am the president of Captain Boom Fireworks.
Captain Boom has been selling sky lanterns for years, and Webb's been nice enough to give a demonstration of how one works. He says a sky lantern is basically a miniature version of a hot air balloon made out of tissue paper.
Basically, you want to unfold the lantern and kind of swing it to fill it with some air.
Then get a match or a lighter and flare up the little piece of wax inside.
And when I'm ready to release it, I release it and off it goes.
Should we go chase it down at some point or just leave it be?
Nope, it'll just keep going. And it appears, boy, I'll bet that thing's easily 600 or 700 feet in the air.
Where do they rank for you as far as, like, danger rating when it comes to firework?
Well, used properly, you know, any of these things are not that dangerous. But I've noticed over the years that when I tell people that I've done fireworks for 36 years, the first thing they do is look at my hands to see if I have all my fingers. And I do, because I do it safely. I also ride motorcycles. I teach motorcycle safety courses. And if you properly manage the risk in anything you do, you know, it can work out pretty well for you. So to answer the question, how do I rank these? You know, it's like being with a candle or any other open flame. You need to be careful around it. So personally, I don't think there's much danger. It's fairly low.
Lantern Fest director Spencer Humiston agrees with that assessment. When he and a friend first brought these lanterns over from Southeast Asia to the United States, they weren't thinking about risk. They just liked the idea of a big party with a giant lantern-filled spectacle at the end. But he says after his first event, he noticed people started seeing it as something more.
They're out there for, like, pretty, like, emotional reasons, right? Like, people put off lanterns to celebrate the lives of, like, somebody who's passed away, or, like, they'll put them off for, like, somebody who's struggling with cancer, or maybe themselves are struggling with cancer.
It hits even more on the morning after an event, when Humiston and his team pick up the lanterns.
So we end up reading a lot of them, and a lot of times, like, I get really choked up. I'm like, wow, like, that is a really vulnerable thing to, like, put out there, you know? Like, and it's, like, this kind of really cool event like that. Like, everyone just, like, is really kind of close together, and, like, there's, like, a really sense of, like, rawness and vulnerability to the entire event.
Yet when Humiston decided to bring his festival to Michigan this year, he embroiled himself right into the middle of a national and statewide issue that's been simmering for years. People have called the sky lanterns a nuisance. They say they've caused car crashes and nearly caused fires on roofs. Major fire protection organizations don't support sky lanterns. Michigan lawmakers have already proposed bills to get rid of them statewide. So for some residents, Lantern Fest coming to West Michigan was the last straw. A new online group sprung up on Facebook in July called Lose the Lanterns. Robbie Besson is one of the group's organizers.
There's major environmental hazards, agriculture. It lands in a hay field and it gets stuck in a bale of hay and a farmer feeds it to their goat or horse. Mm-hmm. It's little pieces of splintered up bamboo is going to shred its innards. Barn fires, hay field fires. It's really, if you think about it with an open mind and look at the facts, there's no safe way to go about it.
As the sun set on the Carolina Speedway in Gastonia, thousands of lanterns filled the sky.
The worries aren't just hypothetical either. Earlier this year, the fest came under fire when a few stray lanterns at an event in North Carolina caught on a cell phone tower and ignited a large fire right on the property. With six towers within a few miles of the speedway, some are worried. Humiston, though, says the North Carolina incident was the exception. He says the event will have 100 fire extinguishers on hand, plus up to $2 million in insurance to cover any problems. After lighting and releasing more than 45,000 lanterns so far, he says, Lantern Fest has proven itself.
You know, over the course of doing now 8-9 events, we always sit down with the local fire guy and says, hey, if there's anything that we don't have on our list of like fire and safety procedures, like we just add it to it.
Well, that's where we're at on the agenda tonight.
Last week, though, Humiston had the task of persuading the residents of Alamo Township at a town meeting. It did not go well. Here's the scene for you. Township officials sit in the front of Alamo's small township hall. Residents flood in, about four dozen total. Sitting right up front are a few protesters from Lose the Lanterns. In the far back corner sits Humiston. Town Supervisor Tony Hyatt starts the discussion. He doesn't like Lantern Fest, but that doesn't mean he can do anything to stop it.
The reality of the situation is this. We don't have any ability to deny them. We don't have it in an ordinance. We don't have it, any statutory regulations that we have to follow that we could stand on to deny the situation.
Fire Chief Terry Kaiser isn't a fan either. He points to the National Fire Protection Association and the International Fire Code, which all say sky lanterns should be banned.
But at that time, those are not laws. Those are strictly guidelines. And there's just nothing that we can stand on. We don't have an ordinance against them.
Despite that lack of legal standing, though, township officials are still plenty concerned. They ask about wind speeds, cell phone towers, litter. Their big point, though, is this. A big out-of-state company is invading their community for a little fun and profit. And the only place at risk is Alamo Township. Here are Township Clerk Laura Endres and Trustee Gail Vanderweel.
I believe our community is a lot of farmland. The crops are drying out. I totally disagree with this. I think it's irresponsible of the people to bring this into our community. And it's a risk. I don't care how slight it is. I do not like it.
There is always that 1% chance.
Yes. And if it's, it might not be your field, your house, your trees that go poof, but it's a risk that our community is gonna go through. And I don't agree with it in the least.
Humiston, meanwhile, defends the festival, saying he thinks Lantern Fest is good for the community and brings money and tourists that Alamo Township wouldn't normally see. But more and more Alamo residents rise to have their voices heard. The vast majority agree. They don't want it here.
How often have you come out here to check the wind direction?
I've talked to your fire chief several times, and I've talked to the owner of the track as well. I haven't come out here with a windsock, if that's what you're asking. But I could, if you want me to, for the next 2 weeks.
I don't want you to. I don't want you out here.
After all that bickering, though, nothing really changes. Protesters, residents, officials all get their turn. Eventually, the talk just kind of fizzles out to an awkward goodbye.
Well, good luck.
Thank
that's
you.
All I can say. Yeah.
To who?
To them.
Okay.
To us.
Yeah.
To us.
Yeah. To us.
Yeah. Because yeah. At this point in time, we are all vested.
And that is where things still stand. Bad tastes are left in just about everyone's mouths. And despite the opposition, the Lantern Fest is still set to run tonight. Humiston says he could even see it coming back to Michigan next year.
I think we can do this in a safe and environmentally friendly way.
But back to Alamo, though, that's a whole different story. Township Supervisor Tony Hyatt says he's already prepping a new ordinance. It wouldn't necessarily ban sky lanterns per se, but it'd make events like Lantern Fest a whole lot tougher to put on. Really, though, Hyatt just wants this whole ordeal to be over.
And then we can put this behind us, and then we can get an ordinance in place to, you know, give us a choice on what we want to do in the future. And at that point in time, you know, I'm hoping to keep walking away from it.
So for those who missed out on tickets to Lantern Fest this year, it might be smart to look for flights to Utah or Colorado if you want to see the event in the future. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.